USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Chairman Powell speaks after the Fed hikes interest rates by 0.75% to fight inflation on Wednesday. Powell indicated inflation could be around for another couple of years.
Today, the FOMC raised its policy interest rate by 0.75%, and we anticipate that ongoing increases will be appropriate. We are moving our policy stance purposefully to a level that will be sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2%.
Alleging a widespread effort to manipulate property valuations by former President Trump, three of his children, and their company, New York Attorney General Democrat Letitia James announced Wednesday her office is suing them for $250 million and an end to their operation in the state. Former Attorney General Bill Barr calls it a political hit job. President Biden declared at the United Nations on Wednesday that Russia had shamelessly violated the core tenets of the international body with its war in Ukraine. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals overturned a prohibition against the Justice Department investigating classified documents taken from President Trump's Florida home. This will allow the Department of Justice to resume reviewing the records. The three-panel decision said they could find no personal interest for Trump in documents marked classified and no evidence in the record that he had declassified them as president. North Dakota man Shannon Brandt is out of jail after being accused of murdering a teenager, Kyler Ellingson, with his car following a political argument. Brandt admitted to state radio that he hit the pedestrian and that the teenager was part of a Republican extremist group. The Mars InSight lander has detected seismic and acoustic waves created when four very small meteors impacted the surface of the red planet. USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
The Federal Trade Commission is reporting Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and Chief Executive Andy Jassy cannot avoid testifying in an investigation related to the company's Prime membership program. The government wants details of Prime's sign-up and cancellation process, which is the investigation's focus. Ukrainian President Zelensky, speaking virtually, demanded that global leaders hold Russia accountable for its invasion on his nation. Russia should pay for this war, Zelensky said, calling for a special UN tribunal to punish Russia. Zelensky went on to say, "We must finally recognize Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism." Immigrants entering our country illegally are now demanding rights in court.
After Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis flew a group of Venezuelan illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard unannounced, attorneys have filed a federal class action lawsuit against Governor DeSantis on behalf of several of the illegal immigrants, claiming this scheme exploits their vulnerability for political gain. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio responds to the lawsuit and says enough is enough.
They just got here. They're not even here legally. They didn't enter the country the proper way. And they're immediately in court demanding rights and claims under our laws. This is outrageous.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I found that. Oh, so I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.